Expecting heavy downpours all day today.
You're a builder. You build. It's literally in your job title.
Woo! Let's hit it.
A little rain isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.
eBay has huge savings on top tech brands for this Black Friday.
Right, so the plan is to start queuing at the electrical store at the crack of dawn.
HD TVs and games consoles? Click.
Then I'll run across the high street to the phone shop.
Smartphones and tablets. Click.
Then jump the barrier by the alleyway to get to the camera shop.
First aid kits. Click. Grab a bargain on lots of the latest tech products and more. Just click this Black Friday on eBay. The ultimate beat the crowds on Black Friday shop.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Inside Line F1 podcast. So we have a very interesting topic that we're going to discuss today, Kunal.
Yes.
But before that, we are going to discuss the Bahrain Grand Prix, which is coming up this weekend. Are you excited?
Oh, very much. I'm waiting to see if Ferrari and Mercedes is actually happening. I'm waiting to see if the Pirellis will still entertain us. And I'm waiting to see the hybrid qualifying pattern that has finally been approved as well. So here's my list of things that I would like to expect in Bahrain. Okay. Firstly, as strange as it may sound, Alonso has 3 wins in Bahrain. Vettel, Hamilton and Massa surprisingly have 2 wins each. But Raikkonen and Rosberg have never won here. And it seems Rosberg is now in his 10th season in Formula 1. And Raikkonen in his 14th.
Wow. We've said this before, and Kunal, I'm going to say it again. There is no incentive for Raikkonen to get to the podium in Bahrain because there's no alcohol. But anyway, there's no champagne on the podium this entire season.
What a shame. I didn't even know this.
So Shannon is actually offering sparkling wine and not champagne.
Well, the way I see it, Formula One might never admit it, but they finally learned something from Le Mans many years ago. So spraying the champagne actually is a learning from Le Mans, where a driver accidentally hit the bottle open, I think in 1966.
Very interesting. But Kunal, I still think we need to have vodka shots on the podium. And that was something we recommended first.
Yes, I'm going to plug that video link in the description. Do see it. Moving on to Bahrain. Toro Rosso has never scored points here either. Not that that's surprising. But I believe that could change this
go
weekend.
Max! Woo!
I will also say go Carlos Sainz. Let's be fair to them.
Fine.
And I'm very curious to know, is Haas actually that quick? You know, I think Bahrain will offer us a better understanding of where the midfield actually lies.
It's a shame, really, but Bahrain has typically always had empty grandstands. Ouch.
Yes.
It should just give us free tickets. But Kunal, Bernie should really think about doing a stadia fill, like they do in reality television. And Formula One is pretty close to reality TV anyway.
So, I'm sure I've said this every single year before the Bahrain Grand Prix. I wrote about it yesterday. Bahrain is incidentally one of the only Formula One circuits I have actually raced on. Okay.
Wow.
A bit of a bragging point, Ooh, nevertheless.
We shall clap for you, Kunal.
So what else to expect in Bahrain? A lot of sand, which is something that all the racers are always warned about. I wonder if this will impact the Pirelli Super Softs and Softs. And if this will make for some interesting strategy. So in the week leading up to Bahrain, Pirelli actually agreed that the cliff, or what we call the performance drop, hasn't really played out the way they expected in their 2016 tires.
Mm.
So while we've rejoiced about this in Australia, I wonder if quickly this could also go down into talking them down if things get boring.
Well, I'm going to be a little mean and hope that Mercedes makes a bad start in Bahrain too. You know, it's important for us to remember that had Mercedes made a great start in Australia, the race perhaps would not have been as interesting.
Oh yes, that's very, very good a point. And the other good point to remember is that Ferrari and Mercedes have gone separate ways in their tire choice again. Maybe an indication already that we could have a cracker of a weekend.
Maybe, because strategy is what F1 fans like you and me are expecting to make the sport interesting this season.
The other point that might just add to the entertainment is the qualifying. After a lot of back and forth, Formula One is not reverting to the old system, it seems.
So basically, they went back on a decision to go back on a decision. So I think Bernie just got really annoyed that the teams announced to revert to the old system without his all-important vote.
Bullseye.
So in Bahrain, Q1 and Q2 will be via the elimination-based system, basically the new format, and Q3 will be based on the old system.
Hybrid qualifying for a hybrid Formula One.
Well said. But teams say that they're much better prepared this time around. Thank God, better late than never, I guess. Kunal, I wish that we could also have so much leeway for error in the jobs we do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people say, what about doing your homework? And if you were to make such a massive error in your corporate job, you probably
on
would,
live television, yes, Kunal.
You'd probably get a pink slip, you know. But the one thing Formula One has been consistent about is making bad decisions.
Yet another bad decision would have former race fixer Flavio Briatore as Bernie Ecclestone's successor. I can't believe I was actually hearing about that. Formula One will be known as Formula Fixed if Flavio has his way.
And given that Flavio probably still manages Fernando Alonso, that would probably be the only way to make Fernando Alonso a champion again.
Or just win a car in that McLaren of his.
The other bad decision would be to drop Monza. And there's this whole talk of Las Vegas having a contract, and to accommodate Las Vegas, you need to drop Monza. So I don't say that Las Vegas would be a bad addition, but dropping Monza, I mean, really?
It's just strange that given, or rather despite Ferrari's political weight in the sport, they can't stop Bernie from dropping Monza. Kunal, how can we not have an Italian Grand Prix?
On this note, I'm going to be patriotic. If we cannot have an Indian Grand Prix, I don't see why we cannot have an Italian Grand Prix.
Bring back the Indian Grand Prix, we say.
So the drivers wrote a letter to Bernie on the lack of governance in Formula One, and it went viral, of course. So Bernie replied to them. That went viral as well. So what's the learning out here? Writing letters is fun. Go old school. You know, F1 should absolutely go old school. Bring back those turbos and those really thick rear tires and cars that depended more on mechanical grip.
Maybe we can ask our listeners to send us postcards instead of Facebook posts.
That would be very interesting.
But yes, former 3-time world champion Jackie Stewart said that there's no crisis in Formula One. Kunal, I wonder what Formula One he is referring to. Because we have policy paralysis, stagnant economy, general lack of interest and intent, and I can go on.
Yeah, and Formula One citizens, Sauber in this case, are complaining about their payout system. You know, to me, this sounds like the Indian National Congress. And when they and their bad governance was prevalent in India a few years ago. I think Formula One probably needs a Narendra Modi as well.
Well, to be honest, Formula One isn't in a crisis. Crisis is in Formula One.
I think I'd go to a step further to say that crisis is Formula
One.
Oh,
yes. Well, I am just hoping that Bahrain settles a few things for us. Well, firstly, Haas's true pace. They got very lucky in Australia. And we'd actually love to see how close the midfield battle is.
Yes, and if Haas is good with their pit stops as well. So given the turn of events in Australia, the debutante team is yet to perform a pit stop under racing conditions.
Wow. Well, secondly, Ferrari versus Mercedes. Do we really have a fight there? The curiosity is killing me. And thirdly, Fernando Alonso. Will he race? Will he not race? Will he race? The FIA doctors will do a pre-race checkup of his fitness. So let's keep our fingers crossed.
If Alonso's racing seat underwent a lot of speculation pre-season, that is whether or not he'll give it up and go to World Endurance
well
Championship.
Said.
His racing seat made a lot of noise, or his cracked racing seat made a lot of noise in Australia. So our listeners should know that the cracks in his seat means that the seat did its job. It absorbed all the energy from the crash and disintegrated. And that's what Formula One cars are designed to do. Which is why, you know, we see so many shards on track, even at the slightest of nudge.
Well said, Kunal. Fernando Alonso must be really wondering whether to race or not in Bahrain, given that there'll be barely any people in the grandstand to watch him. Stoffel Vandoorne will be on standby in Bahrain, just in case Alonso doesn't get a thumbs up to go racing.
And I don't know if he's going to be excited about it. Because at the end of the day, the reality is that he will get a McLaren Honda to go racing in.
A GP2 engine for our GP2 champion. Not too bad. Well, Alonso missed Australia last season. And I have to wonder whether it'll be Bahrain this season.
And should he miss Bahrain? And should history repeat itself? Only that it'll be a race later. I think it will be certain that this will be Stoffel Vandoorne's last race for McLaren.
First and last. He will be fired on his birthday via an email.
And then Renault will hire him in 2017.
In a faster car. Well, pre-Australia, Lewis Hamilton was busy riding motorcycles in New Zealand and taking selfies.
Yes.
We spoke about that. Well, pre-Bahrain, Lewis is actually going skydiving. That sounds like fun. You know, I am almost certain that he'll be wearing his glares as he does his dive and have a selfie video of himself on his social media.
Mithila, this is where our next video idea lies. 21 amazing things that Lewis Hamilton should do before each Grand Prix weekend.
Kunal, that is an amazing idea, and I am already recording our video in my head.
But coming back to his skydiving, I think given his Hollywood connections, he should do a Jason Statham. He should jump off a plane, open his parachute, and land straight in his cockpit.
This coming is just, up next.
No, wait. This is just before the five lights would go and illuminate.
That actually sounds amazing. Just what Formula One needs to get all those viewers right
back. And this
back.
Is exactly how Jason Statham's movies usually are.
Well, for once though, Lewis Hamilton has finally spoken some sense. He said that mechanical grip would be more fun to have than aero. But guess what, Kunal? No one is listening. Except for us. We're always listening.
So Red Bull Racing seemed to be making no sense. Newey is already set to begin work on the 2017 car. This is without having the regulations frozen. But isn't the engine that really needs work?
Well, they've done something interesting. They've tied up with GoPro, which is an amazing tie-up. But FOM will not allow them footage from the races. What a shame.
Yes, you know, if FOM really had their way, they'd probably sue the PC maker for using the F1 key on keyboard.
Kunal, I think that is the best joke you have ever cracked on any podcast. Well, that sets the stage for our main topic of this podcast. Should Ferrari sign Max Verstappen? Well, if news is to be believed, Max might be a free agent in 2017.
That could well be a coup. It seems that Max's contract says that if he isn't offered a drive with the supposedly faster Red Bull Racing after two seasons with Toro Rosso, he is a free agent. What a conundrum for Red Bull, Max, and Ferrari. Actually, not for Max, you know. He will go to whoever can give him a faster car after all.
And at this moment, that does seem to be Ferrari.
Yes. So, although historically, Ferrari don't hire drivers this young. They wait for them to dirty their hands and legs in Formula One's case. Means make mistakes with other teams. Case in point being Massa, Raikkonen, and even Schumacher.
But Max Verstappen is an exceptional talent who should be given an exception, even by Ferrari.
You know, you of all people shouldn't be saying that. Because if Ferrari signs Max, off goes Raikkonen.
Well, ouch. In that case, I think Max is free to go to Mercedes as well. Rosberg's contract is up for renewal.
I doubt Mercedes will change their winning combination just yet. And let's remember, it was only in 2014 that Max said no to a Mercedes driver contract.
Wow. I think Max might be the only person in recent times to say no to Mercedes. I also think that whether it is Mercedes or Ferrari, Hamilton and Vettel will both have a say in the matter.
Oh yes, absolutely true. And finally, Ferrari are heaping a lot of praise again on Sebastian Vettel, particularly on his talent and leadership skills. And guess what? They're actually crediting Michael Schumacher for it. You know, if only Michael was here to say this himself.
Keep fighting, Michael.
Oh, yes.
Before we sign off, it's time for our predictions for Bahrain.
I think it's difficult to not choose Hamilton, Rosberg and Vettel. And while I say this, I'm assuming that all of them will make their starts properly.
Well, I'm going to stick my neck out a little bit, Kunal. And I'm going to say Hamilton, Vettel, and then Rosberg. Yes, and now over to the Pirelli tyres and the Toro Rosso drivers to entertain us in Bahrain.
And as we sign off, Mithila and I will record the video. 21 awesome things Lewis Hamilton should do before each Grand Prix weekend.
Wait for it.
eBay has huge savings on top tech brands for this Black Friday.
Right, so the plan is to start queuing at the electrical store at the crack of dawn.
HD TVs and games consoles? Click.
Then I'll run across the high street to the phone shop.
Smartphones and tablets? Click.
Then jump the barrier by the alleyway to get to the camera shop.
First aid kits? Click. Grab a bargain on lots of the latest tech products and more. Just click this Black Friday on eBay. The ultimate beat the crowds on Black Friday shop.